Pride or Prejudice? Come along and meet Mark, Una Alcombry sing-songed before I'd even had time to get a drink down me. Being set up with a man against your will is one level of humiliation, but being literally dragged into it by Una Alcombry while caring for an acidic hangover, watched by an entire roomful of friends of your parents, is on another plane altogether. The rich, divorced by cruel wife, Mark, quite tall, was standing with his back to the room, scrutinizing the contents of the Alcombry's bookshelves, mainly leather-bound series of books about the Third Reich, which Jeffrey sends off for from Reader's Digest. It struck me as pretty ridiculous to be called Mr. Darcy and to stand on your own looking snooty at a party. It's like being called Heathcliff and insisting on spending the entire evening in the garden shouting, "Cathy!" and banging your head against a tree. "Mark," said Una, as if she was one of Santa Claus's fairies, "I've got someone nice for you to meet." He turned round, revealing that what had seemed from the back like a harmless navy sweater was actually a V-neck, diamond-patterned, in shades of yellow and blue, as favoured by the more elderly of the nation's sports reporters. As my friend Tom often remarks, it's amazing how much time and money can be saved in the world of dating by close attention to detail. A white sock here, a pair of red braces there, a grey slip-on shoe, a swastika, are as often as not all one needs to tell you there's no point writing down phone numbers and forking out for expensive lunches, because it's never going to be a runner. "Mark, this is Colin and Pam's daughter Bridget," said Una, going all pink and fluttery. "Bridget works in publishing, don't you, Bridget?" "I do indeed," I for some reason said, as if I were taking part in a Capital Radio phone-in, and was about to ask Una if I could say hello to my friends Jude, Sharon and Tom, my brother Jamie, everyone in the office, my mum and dad, and last of all the people at the turkey curry buffet. "Well, I'll leave you two young people together," said Una. "Duh, I expect you're sick to death of us old fuddy-duddies." "Not at all," said Mark Darcy awkwardly, with a rather unsuccessful attempt at a smile. At which Una, after rolling her eyes, putting a hand to her bosom and giving a gay, tinkling laugh, abandoned us with a toss of her head to a hideous silence. "Are you reading any, have you read any good books lately?" he said. "Oh, for God's sake." I racked my brain frantically to think when I last read a proper book. The trouble with working in publishing is that reading in your spare time is a bit like being a dustman and snuffling through the pig bin in the evening. I'm halfway through Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, which Jude lent me, but I didn't think Mark Darcy, though clearly odd, was ready to accept himself as a Martian quite yet. Then I had a brainwave. "Backlash, actually, by Susan Faludi," I said triumphantly. "Ha! I haven't exactly read it as such, but feel I have, as Sharon has been ranting about it so much. Anyway, completely safe option, as no way diamond pattern jumpered goody-goody would have read 500-page feminist treatise." "Ah, really?" he said. "I read that when it first came out. Didn't you find there was rather a lot of special pleading?" "Oh, well, not too much," I said wildly, racking my brains for a way to get off the subject. "Have you been staying with your parents over New Year?" "Yes," he said eagerly. "You too?" "Yes. No, I was at a party in London last night. Bit hungover, actually." I gabbed nervously so that Una and Mum wouldn't think I was so useless with men I was failing to talk to even Mark Darcy. But then I do think New Year's resolutions can't technically be expected to begin on New Year's Day, don't you? Since, because it's an extension of New Year's Eve, smokers are already on a smoking roll and cannot be expected to stop abruptly on the stroke of midnight with so much nicotine in the system. Also, dieting on New Year's Day isn't a good idea, as you can't eat rationally, but really need to be free to consume whatever is necessary, moment by moment, in order to ease your hangover. I think it would be much more sensible if resolutions began generally on January the 2nd. "Maybe you should get something to eat," he said, then suddenly bolted off toward the buffet, leaving me standing on my own by the bookshelf, while everybody stared at me, thinking, "So that's why Bridget isn't married. She repulses men."